because it's one of the six songs he actually knows all the way through.
Well, why didn't he play one of the other ones?
He does.
I guess he couldn't think of them.
He played Luckenbach this year. He didn't play Good Hearted Woman. He's got him in rotation.
So he's got Good Hearted Woman, Luckenbach, Dukes of Hazzard theme.
How many days in a row can we work in the Dukes of Hazzard theme, do you think?
Hey, Grego?
Well, we've got two.
Yes, line four.
Who would win in a race between the Duke Boys and the Bandit?
The Bandit.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Well, that is. Or Mike Ditka.
Born today at 1 p.m., Caleb Henry, son of Big P1 Patrick Henry.
Hey, now.
Well, give me liberty give or give me death. Liberty.
You mean Patrick, give me liberty or give me death, Henry?
Give me
That's
death.
Right. He's a P1, you know.
You know, I know that speech, beginning to end.
What?
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
I do.
I am calling your bluff.
Let's hear it.
I know it.
Well, let's hear it.
I'm just a good old boy.
I bet you I can say the 78 Cowboys faster than you can say the give me liberty or give me death speech.
I bet you can't.
How long is it?
It's not very long.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, Grego first.
Gentlemen may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. Why stand we here idle? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery, Almighty God? I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Wow.
All right, now here's Kirby. Greg,
isn't the war has actually just begun in there somewhere?
No, they haven't had the war yet.
We've only
so what about I've not yet begun to fight?
The war.
That was John Paul Jones.
Why wasn't the whites of their eyes in there?
Right. That was a battle in New Orleans.
What about I fought the law and the law won? Is that in there?
What about this battle station is now fully operational? Signpost for Alderaan.
No, that's in Navy SEALs.
All right, music down. Here's Corby.
78 Cowboys.
I can't beat it. You have 15 seconds.
That's okay. We just want to hear this.
Raphael Septien, Danny White, Roger Staubach, Glenn Ferrando, Doug Dennison, Los Blanco, Ron Codd, Press, Pearson, Benny Barr, Sinister Sermon, Tony Rossett, Scott Laylaw, Charlie Waters, Randy Hughes, Cliff Harris, Robert Newhouse, Mark Washington, Dee Dee Lewis, Barb Bruni, Randy White, Thomas Henderson, Bruce Heller, Mike Hebben, Guy Brown, Tom Randall, Jim Cooper, Tom Fisher, Larry Crowell, Tom Raffrey, David Stalls, Burton Loss, Pat Donovan, Herbert Scott, Rayfield Wright, Andy Frederick, T. George Jones, Jethro Pugh, Larry Bethea, Harvey Martin, Tony Hill, Glenn Rich, Richard Pachacz, Jay Saldi, Drew Pearson, Billy Joe Dupree.
That's pretty good. Well,
thank you.
Were there no Cowboys in the 90s?
No.
No.
89.
89 was the highest number?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? Better old back then.
That's what I did when I was
they
in second
grade. They made them utilize the 60s.
I stared at the poster and memorized
See, we
it.
All got the Super Bowl gag in some form.
Yeah.
Ron Gant is 40.
Motorcycles.
He's black. Was it the All-Star game?
Do you want to see
game?
How fast I can do birthdays?
He was at the All-Star game here.
His brother Mike is also has a birthday today.
See if I can beat you guys. And then I'll do the birthdays.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Did Ron Gant ever play anywhere that we need to know about? No. I don't think so.
No, Bob.
I'm sure Line 4 guy has already researched it, so apparently not. You dill. All right, ready?
You talking to Willis.
Hey, Ron Gant's 40, Dill. Bill Moss 43, Bill Quackenbush
whoa,
is 83,
whoa,
Gene
whoa.
Stallings is 70, Terry
whoa.
Steinbach is 43, Ian Woosnam is when I'm doing the bit. You guys just did your fast bit.
We don't care about yours. You need to slow down because some of these might require comment. Go back to Ron Gant.
Tap on the brake a little.
Just trying to get my ticker, dog.
Don't worry about that.
Mike dog.
And don't dog me.
Was Ron Gant on that World
What's
Championship
up,
Braves team?
On who?
The Braves team.
Yeah. Not the World Series winner, I don't think.
The World Series winner?
I think he had had his ATV crash by that time. And
now, who'd they beat?
Who did they beat?
I remember.
Good question.
Well, I might have cried at the Marlins one. But certainly, we're now at least approaching Ripken in days in a row we've played that piece of garbage.
Is it?
And you know what?
Bandit.
I don't see that going away anytime particularly soon.
I'd like to submit that to Bolt Scan. Not that Bolt Scan has ever changed anything.
Well, judging from all the Cleveland Browns history questions I received today, on the heels of the Which Is Your Favorite Pruitt Brother.
I like that bit. That's a good bit.
And no, you don't. Is a lie.
Yeah, I do. I really, that's a good bit. Every day at Cleveland Trivia.
Who is your favorite
Greg,
Pruitt
what's
Brother?
What's your favorite Pruitt Brother?
Go to the archives.
You like Greg better?
Bill Moss is 43.
Greg. He was referenced in the...
You're right. Greg is better.
I'm telling you.
The Rain Itchke interview.
Who?
Bill Moss. Remember he was saying they just... Oh, yeah. The Moss kid. Hey, do you want to hear tomorrow's Cleveland Browns question for Dan?
That kind of ruined it, didn't it?
Frank Ryan or Bill Nelson?
Yeah, won't I research it then?
I'll give you a little...
I thought we already did Reggie Rucker or Dave Logan.
All right, this is Friday's then. This is from Brian.
Just stop this right now.
In 1951, Dub Jones had 6 touchdowns in 1 game, making him the individual record holder for most points in a game by a Cleveland Brown. I've never heard of Dub, and he doesn't show up anywhere else in the annals of Browns history. But I am trying to assemble some compare-contrast analysis regarding Dub Jones versus Jim Brown, and I was hoping you could get Dan's thoughts on this matter. I recognize Dan as the ticket's foremost Cleveland Browns authority, if not the world's, and I highly value his input regarding this matter. Thanks in advance.
Well, he does go to great lengths to position himself that way.
So please compare and contrast Dub Jones and Jim Brown.
Friday. Okay.
That's a good one. That's an assignment.
What time's that going to be?
Friday at 12:04.
I will be here for that. I will be by the channel for that.
That's an assignment.
At the Palm Pilot.
Yes, the Palm Pilot will go off to alert me.
Look at the shirt you're wearing. You have positioned yourself as the Cleveland expert overall. Look at the shirt.
Bobcats.
That's 4.5 hours away from Cleveland.
So what?
Is it in Ohio?
Don't walk around here with a dog bone in your mouth for 5 years and then try to turn on it, dude.
You're Mr. Ohio.
Look how beaten down he looks.
This is just so stupid. No one likes it.
You'll chew somebody's bones up and spit it in their face.
All right, well, let's roll screenless and find out if people like it or not.
Don't wear your Gerard Warren jersey up here every day and expect us.
I love it, Ryan.
You're not screenless. Well, you were once.
Well.
That's where it all started.
That's right.
All right. Well,
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I like it. I like pot, too.
How is he listening at all times?
Well, when you have a job where your job is to smoke pot, you don't.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Keep it. Where I get that job.
Keep it.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Johnny, away your dead meat.
That's a vote.
3-0.
Dog meat, sir.
3-0.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I love the Cleveland talk about as much as you love D's nuts.
4-0.
4-0.
Hi, you're on the ticket with Norm.
Oh, the Indians are still kidding.
5-0.
5-0.
One more. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Cleveland rocks.
6-0.
6-0.
Wow.
That was still kidding.
That's a route.
You sure you want to take this to Bolt Skin?
Let's take this to...
Nah.
Let's see what Drew Carey thinks about all this. Clearly,
I want to send a message. A message to everyone who ever made fun of Cleveland. A message to anyone who ever told a Cleveland joke or laughed at a Cleveland joke. You can now officially shut up!
Oh, God. What an embarrassment.
What was he doing?
I don't know.
Talking to the crowd.
The Cleveland crowd?
At the Browns' first game back.
Oh.
And he hadn't been back to... The Cuyahoga River burns in the background.
And he hadn't been back to a game since.
Take a boat to work every day, Dan, in honor of the boat crash.
The boat crash.
All together now. Cleveland rocks.
What was the ferry accident that the Indians had?
Oh, that's funny, dude.
So Dub,
you take a plane to work every day in honor of Payne Stewart.
Hey.
Yeah, Dill.
I'm sorry to laugh.
This isn't about me.
It is.
Hey. Dill.
Kind of, we just refocused our attention.
Just kind of take the boat right underneath the pier.
I took Payne Stewart a lot harder than most people took Princess Di, the women.
Golfer.
Right, Greg.
Just want everybody to know.
So Dub Jones, is Bird Jones dead?
I don't know.
I think so.
That's
yeah.
The word.
Yeah.
Ian Woosnam is 47.
We're going to find that out tomorrow for sure, though, at noon, right?
Masters champ.
Even I knew that.
Mikhail Gorbachev is 74.
PGA champ.
Robert Eiler is 20.
Sopranos.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
That's Tyler. John Irving is 63.
Author.
Oh, Dr. J.
That's Julius. John Bon Jovi is 43.
Spare.
Good buddy of mine.
Mm.
Good friend of mine.
Yeah, but you said...
How come we can't get him on the show?
You said he wasn't
a
football
man. Well, he's not that good friend of mine.
Eddie Money is 56.
Good friend of Ryan.
Ah, invented Eddie Money Mouth.
That's right, he is a good friend of mine. Thought he was going to beat the hell out of me one night.
He kind of like Lou Gehrig's disease. He has Eddie Money Mouth.
Lorraine Newman is 53.
Heroin.
Oh. Anyone brought up...
Never did that much.
Name Mouth. The new Mavs coach. Avery Mouth.
Really wide mouth.
We talked about that off the air.
I don't think we ever did it.
You guys ever watch Avery Johnson talk?
Yeah, he's just trying to enunciate.
Where he's just kind of talking like this.
That's right.
If there is any.
Kind of like he's Vavoon.
I mean,
his head.
Sean Bradley.
His head's just in two, and he's got hinges on the back of his head.
Vavoon.
I'm trying to get my mouth really wide.
You may have missed what I said. I said, let's go on to something that has some importance to it.
You know what? You know what? Learn how to not to lose. Five to A&M. And then
scoreboard.
Well, you see, gift wrapped that one.
Yeah, well, you know what's
awful generous, I thought, of Bob Knight.
What's going to be good is when they get beat by Baylor tonight.
Like, geez.
Please. What, $1,000 bet?
Bob Knight.
If I get Gillespie.
Yeah, if I can get the points.
If I get Gillespie fired.
Like, if I was Baylor, wouldn't you just cancel that game and then save electricity costs and all that kind of stuff?
Hey,
just
Baylor's
hand
them
the
bad.
Forfeit.
Baylor's not that bad.
I'll bet you 50 that OU goes up there and beats them this Saturday.
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, you did really well against Tech.
I'm just saying, this one's in Lubbock. That was in Norman.
Yeah, it's tough to keep it within 30 in Norman, I understand.
Just saying.
Lou Reed is 63.
Well, there's a new guy on the
genius.
Block now.
What did he ever do?
He's a genius.
Here's some spares.
What did he ever
over
do?
Over there, that creek, man, I found a couple of shelves on the arrowhead.
Hell?
Oh, it's waiting for the man.
You know, it's pretty easy to play drop on bad radio now. Just find something from... Napoleon Dynamite. That's
caught
all
you
it is.
A delicious bass.
See? That's all it is.
Woo! How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
Now, that was a funny line.
Mo Berg is 103 if he's still alive.
Hey, he was a spy.
I don't think he is.
Didn't he get shot in The Godfather?
That was Mo Green.
He runs a bar in The Simpsons.
Hopalong Cassidy here. Is 71 if he's still alive.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes. Man just for snoring.
El Del Greco, 43.
Good golfer.
Claude Boivin, 35.
Claude? What are you looking at?
Huh? Claude Boivin?
Oh, here's Tom. It must be a Philadelphia sports hero.
Hey,
well, never heard of him.
No.
Never heard of him?
Claude Boivin?
Yeah.
No. Sidebar here.
I bet what?
That's a drop that Groobs has played 100 times.
Who is he, Bob?
I bet Meredith would know.
Jesus, Groobs?
Just a Flyers regular in the mid-90s again.
Mm. Well, how would you
God,
know?
Tom?
Whatever.
Hey, he was over...
Claude Boivin.
Oh, good. The whatever defense. That's really powerful.
Hey, he was over... You can't expect him to know that. He was over in the Middle East.
And,
Middle East of Delaware.
He started working in South African athletes.
And Nico Noga is 43.
Al Noga's brother.
Dan?
Tonga.
Mulis.
Born on this day, now dead, Desi Arnaz, Karen Carpenter, Dr. Seuss, and Sam Houston.
Boy.
Dead on this day, still dead, D.H. Lawrence and Dusty Springfield.
D.H. Lawrence, what did he write?
Texas declared their independence on Sam Houston's birthday?
D.H. Lawrence, Gordo's got to be going into mourning today.
What did D.H. Lawrence do?
Farewell to dying.
He asked that he be shot out of a cannon upon
oh
our death.
Oh, my.
When he sees the whites of their eyes.
Look at the time.
Dude, we got to go.
Oh, look, Tom now brings up the time. Tyler?
Why don't you go study a Flyers media guide and leave us
not
alone?
Not today doesn't suck.
Oh, Tom a call.
Jesus, Groobs.
We're next.